silver coins, that jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dancing time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Okay, hands up, who thinks it's Monday? Right. Yeah, right. Okay, we're going to swap around this week again, which we do occasionally. And it's nice to be able to do things like that, you know. And it's nice that we can. We used to have 7 working psychics and mediums over 2 studios, and they used to do this swap around thing, and it worked quite well. We've done round tables in the past, and with people in the studio that will remember those, but yeah. There used to be a lady from Australia that is still very much around, but doesn't work so much radio anymore. And when she used to link up, she'd have anywhere up to 12 different psychic mediums at the same time. Oh, God. It was a nightmare, trust me. Okay, we've got 7 people now in the call queue. 860, I'll get to screening you in just a moment. But in the meantime, I'm going to say hello to Mickey. We need one more to make the magic number. Okay, let's bring Mickey in. And we're going to line one this evening, and it's Holly.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good, I think I'm all right, yeah. I keep thinking it's Monday. Oh dear. Yeah. Are you all right then? Those things.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
I just want to check about Joey. Go ahead.
Okay. Just let me sort of link in with you, Holly, because I've got
sure.
a bit of a... I've got a question for you first, before we start. Can you understand, have you got a birthday around you in the family, please, at the minute?
Yeah, my sister's was the 9th, September 9th.
Okay, okay. No, I just know there's one around you, because you know, I've got your brother just there, just telling me, wanting to wish them a happy birthday. He's just coming very close to me at the minute. And he tells me, I'm not quite sure why, he said, but there's been a few tears with you this week. And I'm not quite sure whether
these
tears...
Just last night.
Yeah, well he's been with you, and he's, you know, he doesn't like to see you upset. So he's just like with you at the minute. And I want to say to you, this is probably a little bit hard for me to understand, because I can't quite grasp what it is he means. But he's talking about an unstoppable movement. Now, I've asked him to give me a bit more on that, but he said he'll get back to me in a minute. Because he wants
okay.
to talk about, he says there's a bit of an obstacle around you at the minute, or with you. But I don't think he's
uh-huh.
talking about Joe. I think he's talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
But he just said, saying your intellect and charm will get you through that in the end, as it's always done, you know. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let misunderstandings get in the way of what he's saying. I'm asking him again about this unstoppable movement, and he's just going, just hang fire a minute, just hold on, because I don't think he's finished. he's talking about. Have you come up against some kind of prejudice at the minute, Holly, in some way?
Yes.
You
yes.
have? Because I don't know what he means by that, whether it's where that lies, but that's what he's... He just said
my
to me,
boss
see...
My boss judging... yes, but go ahead.
Yeah, because he just said, see, I told you that he's talking to me, not you, talking to me. You know, and he's just
yeah.
saying to me, one thing at a time. That's what he's saying. And because he's got one more thing he wants to say, so then we'll talk about what you want to talk about. He's talking
mm-hmm.
about, at the minute, he's talking about, this sounds stupid, malicious starings. Does that make sense? Malicious staring. You know, where someone seems to be sort of
yeah.
a bit of idle gossip, you know. I don't know. Or maybe someone's staring at a pot of trouble. You know, maybe not. That's probably not the right word. But I think it's getting
that
like that.
Yeah, I thought
yeah.
somebody was staring at me like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. And now we can move on. The unstoppable movement. What he's talking about, he's just saying to me, how can I put it? You know, he's talking about the last grain of sand that broke the camel's back. Now,
ah.
what saying to you, he's talking about the law of attraction. And I'm asking him what he means by the law of attraction. He just said to me, Holly, she's the law of attraction. So what he means is Joey's attracted to you, full stop. That's it. The thing with that is, how can I, when you're talking about, this is sound going to sound a bit crazy, but it's how your brother's putting it. It's not just a case of one battle in a war. It's many battles, and it's what he's saying. It's not about you. He just says there isn't just one thing, the falling in love, or one. You know, it takes many things to fall in love, but they all add up. You know, and each thing that happens and each thing that you do is another stitch. That's how he's putting it. It's another stitch that's sewing you together. It's like twine that's sewing the two together. That's what he's saying. So every stitch brings you that little bit closer and brings you that little bit tighter. That's what he's saying at the minute. So sometimes you've got to have a good day, and then you're going to push each other away so you can come back again. Because that's part and parcel of your relationship. You make up to break up, don't you? And you break up to make up. That's what he's saying, you know. So he's saying this is normal. This is, don't worry, sis. I want to say, don't take this wrong, but you seem pretty sure of yourself well, I'm not saying, you know, you seem pretty sure of yourself for a female, and you know what you want. You're quite fluent, you know, and it's that, you know, if you want it, you go get it. If you want, you know, if you want something from the store, you go and get it. You don't dilly-dally around, you go and get it. That's the way it is. And if you want Joey, you're going to go and get it, and you have. And I think Joey's an old type guy. He's of the old school, Joey, you know, where he asks you out, you don't ask him out. And I think back to him a little bit. You know, it's sort of, I want to say, sometimes, I'm not saying you're crazy, by the way, or anything like this, but Joey... Joey sees a dual personality in you. And I'm not saying you've got emotional problems. I'm just saying that there's Holly, you know, that's the warm, gentle, hot-blooded female, and there's Holly with a business head on, if you like, you know.
Yeah, he saw me at work action. Yeah, he did.
That's what I'm saying to you. Yeah, so you've got two different personalities, but we all have. You know, well, that's what your brother's saying, and you was a bit like, well, can you do this? Can you do that? And you was like detailing him to do things. You know, like being in the army, can you detail somebody to go and do that? And when you've done that, then you do that and do this. And he's going, whoa, you know, whoa, this is a bit whoa, you know.
Uh-oh.
So I think he sees you. He's not put off. I just think he sees you. Normally, when he saw you before, you was a little kid in pigtails almost. Don't, I know you wasn't, but, you know, compared...
Yeah,
you're a
yeah,
woman.
We were young.
A woman.
Yeah.
You know, you got pigtails and you know, you was a girly girl. I mean, you're a girly girl now, but, you know, you've got your business head on when you're at work, and sometimes that throws people off, you know. They don't see, he hasn't seen you of you, and that's what Joe's that the obstacle is at the minute. He's only seen the one side of you, you know. So now you need to balance that out. That's like the immovable obstacle that he's on about. Once you've removed that, then things can get back on an even keel again, you know.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Don't give up, sis, because it's going to come together. It's going to come together, but he's saying to me, he's saying he remembers when you used to pull your pigtails and run around and, you know, you'd have a bit of fun together and things like that, you know. And if he did that now, you know, you'd just push him on the floor. You know, you couldn't do that now, you know, because you've grown up. You know, Holly's a different woman now. So even this is your brother saying, you know, I wouldn't tackle you anymore, you know, logically, you know, that's what he's saying. So I can see where Joey's coming from. I can see where your brother's coming from. I mean, I look at it. I see both sides of you, you know.
Yeah.
But I think what your brother's saying, don't worry, we're going to do this. But I think it's taken your brother some time to sort of sit on the sidelines, look in. When you're looking in in a scenario, you obviously see more than somebody else does, you know. And that's what your brother's saying. He's sat and sometimes you can be too bloody business-like. You know, you've got your work head on, where you go, you know. And you have to be. I know you have to be for the type of job that you're doing. You can't go sort of, you know, being Mrs., you know, nice guy to some of the people that you work with. And sometimes you've got to be a, you know, like G.I. Jane, you know, you've got to be, you know, inside fight, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, that's what your brother's telling me, you know, sometimes you can be a bit like G.I. Jane and you can say, oh, I'm, you know, blah. And I think that's, you know, trying to get this balance right, you know, so that's what he's saying to you, you know, now you need to show Joey the other side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what Joey's saying to me is, what your brother's saying to me is, your brother is going to try to organise something where you two can have a bit of, you know, quality time, do something together.
Yeah.
Would be nice. And that's what your brother's trying to organise. You know, sometimes you live on the same street in the same neighbourhood, so you're bound to meet. I mean, if you say, hey, Joey, do you fancy going for coffee? You know, I mean, just go for coffee somewhere. It is a positive thing. You know, so that's what I feel he's trying to do. So if you go into the store, you know, and you go and pass the coffee house, something like that, just call in, and, you know. Everything's looking good, you know. But just try to understand yourself a little bit. Try to sort of, you know, when you're at work, you're at work. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you need to sort of, you know, take your work head off and put, you know, your brother Holly head on when you're around, you know, Joey a little bit. You know? Not be so kind of, you know, G.I. Jane, you know, trying to be a bit more soft, you know. But it's looking good. Things are getting there. And I think what your brother's saying is right. So I hope that's helped you anyway, Holly.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Holly. Okay. I've got to scroll up and down a bit tonight, ladies and gents, because the call queue's gone crazy. We are now on 9 callers. Okay. We're currently on line 2 with Karen.
Hi, Mickey. It's Karen from Chicago.
How are you doing? You all right?
Oh, yes. My question is, I'm going to have kind of a long wait. I'm okay at the end of the month. I'm going to get paid at the end of the month, but I'm going to have a long wait between pay periods. And I'm just wondering if you see any other projects coming up or what you see.
Just give me a minute, Karen, because I do feel there's an ending of something, but I feel it ended before it should have done. I'm not quite sure whether you ended it or it ended. I don't know, but I'm getting it ended before it should have done.
Oh, yeah, that was a project I was working on. Yeah,
that's what I'm... What I feel with you at the minute, just let me sort of try and sort of... I've got something. I'm just trying to sort of clarify this. I don't know. I have a feeling this is you work for somebody on the south side. Does that make sense?
Yes, they wanted me to work tomorrow. I mean, sorry, this weekend, but it's very far and it's going to cost me more money to get down there
it may be worthwhile giving them a ring, simply if they can do something with your expenses, you know, to get in there.
Okay.
That's what your dad's given me, by the way. He's just telling me that work on the south side may be worth a call if you can get, you know, some kind of expenses or if you're going by bus or something. Maybe you can get a bit more, you know, because they do need you.
Yes.
They do need you, and you know, it would pay dividends to have you there rather than not have you there. So you know, why? I'm just trying to pick up what your dad's saying. They're going to pick up more. He's calling it contract, but I don't know whether that's the right.
Yes.
I might not be contract. It might just be sort of more inquiries. I don't know, Karen. But because of the way you are, you're quite good. Just having you there would pay dividends. That's what he's saying. You know, because you're very, you know, you don't just get the name. You get the address, the email address, you know, you get the cell phone number, and you get the whole lot, because that's how you are, you know. And I'm very, very professional at that. And, you know, you don't just get that, you get other details. Is there anything else we can help you with, anything we can forward on to you? You know, we keep them in the loop and send emails out. So it's paying the dividends. So it does say it's well worth the while. You know, maybe I'm not saying this is what I'm picking up. If it's going to cost an extra 20, 30 bucks for, you know, for the price of it,
right?
That would be that. You know, I mean, I don't know how much it is, Karen. So that's just off the top of my head. But what's what your dad's saying? The price of a bus ticket. You know, even if they help, if they pay one way, you know, that's something, you know. And I do feel you've worked there before, you've got a good accreditation working there. And I think, I want to say to you, he's telling me about 2 weekends. So maybe it's this weekend and another weekend, you know. And
right.
I'm being told, I don't know, maybe you should ask about this. I think there's a bonus to go with it as well.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether it means there's a bonus paycheck or whether it means there's a bonus when you get there, they're going to say to you, we've got other work coming up. Because, you know, does it mean there's a bonus as it's a paycheck, or does it mean there's a bonus because there's more work? I don't know.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's well worth, even if you ring up on your cell phone, it's well worth just you finding out, Karen, you know. And if they're going to do something with, you know, put a few bucks on your paycheck, then it's worth going, you know, because it sounds like what Dad's saying, there's more to it than just this weekend. I do feel, let's say for instance, it's costing them $50 to have you there. They're going to, you know, for whatever they pay you, they get a goodly sum of money for what you you get contracts, you know, and leads. So
sure,
this is what I'm saying, you know, from not having you there, that could cost them dearly. That's what your dad's saying. So, you know, for the price of a bus ticket, you know, or a few bucks on your paycheck, you know, it's well worth saying, you know, by the time I've gone there, I ain't going to make a great deal. So can you do something with the paycheck, you know?
Right.
Or, you know, or at least help me with a bus ticket, you know, or whatever. So I think he's willing to negotiate because Karen, these people know you. They know you. They know that you're good at what you do. You know.
Okay.
They know if you're going to be there for $100, they're going to make you know four or five times that. You know, without
right.
you being there, they're not going to make that. That's it. Because you're better than anyone else on that stand.
That's true.
That's a fact. That's what your dad's telling me. You're far better. You know, you're more articulate. You know what you're doing. You know what to say. And you can do it. So that's what he's saying. Right, we've got that one out of the way. Now,
okay.
I want to say to you, your dad's talking to me about a lady, a woman, who you need to get you again. Now, I'm not quite sure why you're doing that. There's this woman. I think she must be crazy. Well,
she's what? She's going to be a lady for business?
I think she does trade stand or something like that.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, that's at the end of the month. Yes, they already called me and I booked that one at the end of the month. Yeah.
I think your dad's saying it may be well worthwhile just giving him another ring, Karen, just to make sure.
Okay.
Because sometimes spirit knows things that we don't. Now,
okay.
If you don't give them another ring, if you do ring them, they might say, hang on, we've just got something come in. Can you come and do Wednesday? You know, we've got a day's
okay.
work or 2 days. So, you know, it might be worthwhile. I mean, for the price of a call on your cell phone, you know. So,
right.
He's talking about that.
Okay.
And now, I'm not quite sure where this, but he's talking about a. Give me a minute. He's showing me. Can you understand somebody that? A company or somebody that has offices in a high-rise office block.
Oh, yeah, that's the place I'm at now. We're downtown Chicago. Yeah, and he's
right.
in a high-rise. Yeah.
Right. Can you understand? He's showing me, I'm not quite sure it's the same place, because it may well be worthwhile just trying to ask about more work before you go. I'm not quite sure this is the same place.
Yeah.
is the same place at the minute, but it may well, your dad might be saying, well, before you go, just make sure they haven't got another day's work or another 2 days before you go. So it might be worth just asking your head of the department, you know, before you go. Have you got anything coming up?
Okay.
That's a bit of a surprise there. That's probably why you don't bring it up. But it may be that somebody else from an insurance company is going to ring you. So I don't know.
Okay.
He's showing. It's a quite a tall office top. And I have a feeling it's something to do with insurance, answering the phone. I'm not quite sure that's what it is you're doing at the minute. But that's
Actually, I am. That's what I'm doing right now. But it could be another company that I, another agency that'll call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because I have a feeling, I'm not quite sure about this. They're showing me your website that needs updating, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think your cell phone number on there is not the same. So people might be trying to get hold of you. You know, people might be trying to get hold of you, Karen, and they haven't got your right number on your cell phone. So, I'm not saying that's it, but it may well be worthwhile. And just checking your messages on your website or your email.
Okay.
Right. So, well, I hope that's helped you anyway, Karen.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye now, Karen.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen. Okay. Okay. We've got, there's Karen. She's gone. Okay, we've got 9 people left now in the call queue. 2 of them have taken already. So let's see, where are we going? Rose.
Hello, Mickey. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you? How can I help you, please?
Oh, I guess, I don't know, do you want to do a general reading or... Do you want me to ask you a question?
You can ask a question if you like. You know, that way you're going to get what you want, aren't you? But if I'll do either, whichever you want.
I guess I was going to ask about my career. What do you see with that?
Yeah, okay, just let me sort of link in with you, because what I'm what I'm feeling with you at this time, I'm not quite sure what this is, because I've got a lady linking in with me at the minute, and she's telling me, can you understand some kind of restrictions on you at the minute, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why, but she's just talking about, and some arrogance. So maybe there's a little bit of arrogance around you as well, you know. Maybe it's just where you work a little bit, you know. And is there something going on with a partnership somewhere? Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay, I don't
do
know why,
mean...
but this. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it in business?
Sorry? Sorry?
Oh, I thought you meant with business. Okay, no.
I just feel as though it's something that's... I want to say you're not satisfied with it. That's what I'm picking up. Seems to be a bit of a clash of personalities, you know. That's what I'm picking up from that, anyway. But
right.
what I want to say to you now is, you seem. I want to take you sort of a little bit forward, and say you seem to be about to make some decision. Right, or you've already decided you're going to make some decision about your life. You know, not just in one place, but across the board. Things are looking a lot more positive now than they were. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you're actually starting to take a long, lingering look at yourself, you know, and say... Mm-hmm. Things can't stay as they are. Things have got to change, you know. And the only...
Right.
See, life doesn't come like a TV with a remote control. You've got to grow up and do it yourself, you know. And I think you're beginning to work that out. And so what I want to say to you may be a little bit unsettling to start off with, but the more you sit and think about it, the more comfort it'll be. It seems to me you are beginning to feel the reality of the life that you're living, or the realities that seem to be having some kind of an effect on you. Maybe it's making you feel some way that you don't feel happy, or there's something you're not happy about, or you're perhaps tired. or everything. And it just seems to me that you want to bring, you know, you just want to open up the door and say, I'm off, you know. And you seem like a bit like a bronco that's just sort of opened the gate up and you're just going to go into the arena and you're going to just, you know, going to go a bit wild. That's how I feel.
Right.
I mean, I know that's spiritually. That's what I'm seeing spiritually. But I feel as though, you know, it's time to let go. It's time to stop living within these constraints that you seem. I'm not quite sure whether somebody's put them on you or put them on yourself. Maybe it's society itself. I don't know. You know, but you know, sometimes everything changes, everything evolves. You know, and it's time for you to move on. I want to say, I've got a gentleman in spirit, and he said it's been some time since he's seen you really smile and be happy. So that'll give you an idea about what spirit think.
Right.
Seems to me that you are. It seems to be affecting you emotionally as well. It seems to be affecting your. I'm not saying you're emotionally unstable, but it seems to be affecting you emotionally. You know,
right.
Where you're affecting your demeanor, if that makes sense to you. Where sometimes you just sit down and I don't want to do anything today. I'm just too tired, you know. But, you know, it's something that there's lots you want to do. And normally you would do, but you just, I don't want to. I can't be bothered anymore, you know. Life, it's imparting its misery on you. And this is where you need to draw a line under it and say, right, things need to change. But if you're going to change one thing, you've got to change two. Now, that might be, you know, a job scenario. You know, it could be even the kind of work that you do completely. It might be, you know, changing where you live, if you can, you know, or just changing the scenario with your friends and changing your life and, you know, perhaps doing something you've always wanted to do, you know?
Right.
Adding this back into your life. You probably think, well, I'm a bit too old for that. Absolute trash. You're never too old. You know, you're as old as you think you are. And I want to say to you, you know, you seem to be sitting looking through your window at life passing you by, you know, and that's not how you're meant to live your life. You're meant to be a partaker in not only your life, but other people's lives as well. You know,
right.
I mean. So long ago, you was a ball of fun, you know, and you'd go out and you would have a laugh and a joke and have a beer with people, and have a bit of a party now and again, but that seemed to have. So I can't, this is not a private room. I don't want to go into your private life, but there seems to be outside interferences in your life. It seemed to be putting the brakes on you instead of freewheeling downhill and having a little fun now and again. You seem to have to put the brakes on a little bit, you know, and so you're not enjoying yourself. You're not enjoying life anymore. You're not having fun anymore. Life isn't fun anymore. And it's not, I mean, you can say, oh, well, I'm going to decorate the lounge, you know, and maybe that'll. That's tinkering with things. That's not going to the heart of the matter. You know, you can change your hair, you can buy new shoes. That's tinkering. That is not going to the heart of the matter. What you need to do, change you, and change not just one or two things. The world that's surrounding you needs to know what I'm going to say here is you're not going to please everybody all the time. But sometimes you've just got to please yourself. Now,
right.
You may not be very popular for what you're going to do, but it's got nothing to do with anybody else. This is your life. And if they don't like it, they can get off and go somewhere else. You know,
right.
This is your life.
Right.
You're the lady that isn't smiling, you know. So this is your life, and you need to do something about this. That's
right.
What I'm being told. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Your admission to yourself, like you have been doing, I'm not happy. I need to do something.
Right.
Yes. Yes, you
right.
can change your career, and that will change a part of your life. It will give you new work colleagues, and, you know, maybe that will have a good effect, but maybe it'll have the opposite effect. If you get, you know, if your workstation and you don't like your, you know, your floor manager, it's going to make you even worse. You know,
right.
So sometimes you need to look at a broad spectrum of your front, not just looking through a porthole. You know, it's
right.
kind of like being on a ship a porthole and just saying that's all you're going to see.
Right,
you need
right,
to look
gotcha.
At the whole. Like,
mm-hmm.
What can I change? And what can I, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense to me. Yeah, I appreciate
I honestly feel that you're going to be a very, very successful lady. What I want to do say to you is that I'm not quite sure what this means, but if you're not already working for yourself, you should be. You know, you're well capable of doing that. So
right.
that's what I'm being told. You know, you should be writing your own paycheck, really. I know it takes a little
right.
bit of time, but you've got the experience, you've got the connection, you've got the knowledge, you've got the qualification to do it. Does that make sense
right.
to you?
Yes, it does.
You know, I mean, even if you want to work for yourself part time and you know, you contract somebody else or whatever it is you're doing, you know, you're doing something for yourself and you're watching that grow. As your
right.
business grows, as your little business grows, that's going to give you contentment inside. That makes you feel good because that's
mm-hmm.
you doing that. You know,
right.
you're not just getting a pay
right.
for somebody else. This is
right.
you. This is something that you're doing for you. You know,
right.
and nobody can take that off you. You're pouring your energies and your spirit into that. That's your creation.
Right.
That's what
right.
you need to do. But part of you, I suppose, when you was a mom, you know, you create things and you mold it and. You know, but sometimes you lose that, and being creative gives you that zest for life, and that's what you
right.
need. You
right,
need,
right.
you need,
yeah.
you need that. You need that fire and that go. You
right.
need that. You know, that's what you need. You need
right,
to pour
right.
your energy. That's what I'm picking up, and I do feel
right.
as though you are a very. You're a very energetic lady, and you like to create, you know.
Right.
And I do feel that very soon your home is going to be a happier home than it is now, because now you're starting to see your future. And pardon me, I know I've been a little bit blunt with you, but that's a bit like a grandfather figure talking to you, you know, that's
right.
trying to help you, you know.
Right.
And I feel as though that's how we would approach it, you know.
Right.
Well,
right. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You've never been a slacker. You've always been a worker all your life, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you appreciate it. But now's the time to do it for you. That's what he's trying to say.
Okay.
So stop lining in everybody else's pockets. Start lining your own with your own paycheck. You know?
Okay. All right. That
That's
sounds
what,
good.
Okay. All right. Okay. Take care. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good
Bye
day.
Now.
Thank you, Rose. Okay. Now then, we've had a constant 11 all night, and for everyone that calls off, we get another one calling back. So it's been a constant 11 all night. We're not going to reach you all, but I do hope you're enjoying the show. Okay. Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. I'm open to anything.
How can I help you, please?
I think a lot of things you said to the previous caller is also about me, about changing career and more creative, working for myself. Those are all matching, but I'm open to anything.
Okay. Just to sort of let me link in with you, because I think that's, you know, obviously that's very important. What I want to say to you, I've got a lady, probably a grandma figure, just coming to me just now, to you. And she's been telling me, that over the last 18 months, things have been slowly beginning to dawn on you. Does that make sense to you, please?
What is dawning on me?
Oh, I've got a grandma figure coming to me. And
yes.
She's saying, roughly over the last 18 months, that things are beginning to dawn on you. Like you've been beginning to wake up to the situation around you. Does that make sense, please?
Sure. Yes.
Well, you're just saying to me, I'm not quite sure what she means, but she said, over the last 2 years, you've learnt a lot and there's been quite a few hardships. That's what she's saying. And it's not a private reading. I'm not going to go into that, but she said that you've learnt your lesson and you've learnt it well. But she just said to me, I want to say you're a lady of character. That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all... Oh, she's just saying... You're a lady of your word, and you stood by every word that you said. Now, I don't know what you're referring to, something that you know about. And she said, you know, in her day, you put up and shut up, but you didn't have to. And she's glad that you made the move.
Mm.
That's what she's saying. Stop wasting your life, girl. Exactly what she's saying to me. Don't go looking back. Always look forward. Now, please, can you understand why? Could you understand why she showed me? Have you been looking for a new car, please?
I would. It's kind of all connected. I live in the city, so I can't have a car, but now, so I need to move. But yes, it's all about moving. Yeah.
Okay.
With a car.
So She showed me you were in the dealership, looking at a car.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed me down at the realtor's, you know, looking at in the window and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And she also told me, please, she's telling me, I want to make sure I get this right. She's telling me that you have qualifications that you aren't presently using. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's what she's saying to you. It's time to dust them off and maybe get a little bit of retraining or something like that. I don't know. Bring the school up to date. But she's saying, what I want to say is, I'm not quite sure what this means, but she told me you're a very professional person. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm very dependable. Yes.
Well, no, she said you're very professional. Very professional.
Yes.
That's what she's saying. I don't know what it is you do, and I don't know. She's just saying you are a professional person. But what I want to say, she's also saying, I want to say, do you belong? Because do you belong to some kind of professional body, please? Does that make sense?
No, I don't.
Because I get the feeling trying to reconnect with a professional body or, you know, would help you along. I think that's what you're trying to, you know, I'm not quite sure she's talking about an agency. Maybe she's talking about being in touch with some kind of, I don't think it's a union, but maybe it's some kind of sorority or something, you know, where professional people, you know. So I think it's something like that. And what I want to say to you, I want to say, you said your recent past has left its mark on you. That's what she's saying. It seems to have left you with some kind of anxiety, please. And you seem to be doubting yourself a great deal, all right? And have fears about the future, about can you cope, are you good enough, and things like that. Well, she's telling me, don't let other people rob you of your future, right? Because she just said to
right.
me, you're just saying to me that person used to make you look small to make them make themselves look big. No, I don't know what she's on about. So maybe there's been this was another job situation or something like that. I don't know. You know where?
Yes.
That's what. And I do feel as though don't listen to what anybody says. Don't listen to what they've been saying. It's a lot of old trash. You know, you're quite capable. In fact, she's telling me you're a lot more intelligent than they were, and a lot more qualified too. And that's what she's saying. So what she's saying is, now, I'm not quite sure where this is, but she shows me you crossing a state line. Now, I'm not quite sure where it is you're going.
Yeah, next week.
Thank you. Absolutely, thank you. Because she just said to me, the further you can get away from where you are, the better. What she just said. You certainly need a break. You know, you need some leisure time. I'm not saying you need a vacation right now, but you certainly need some leisure time away. That's what she's saying. The further you can get away, the better. You know, to give you time to think and recharge your batteries. That's what she's saying. Now, I want to say to you, I'm not quite sure where this fits in, but do you do some kind of nursing or something like that, please?
That was my mother.
Okay, because they're just showing me, but you must have looked after Mom, please. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, no, that's right now. Right now, it's my dad. Right now, the whole family is taking care of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I just know there's some nursing going on around you, because, you know, she's putting a nurse's hat on you, you know.
Yeah.
So that could be either you know, or you're looking after somebody in a spiritual context. So I know that's going on around you at the minute. And she's just saying thank you for everything that you've done, you know, in the past. And she said, even though you had, you know, your own troubles going on at the time, you still gave time, you know, to help out. So I do feel, I want to say I've got grandma here as well coming to you. Can you understand a friend in spirit, please? A password.
Yes.
One.
He's young. Male.
He's here now. He just wants to say hello to you. And he's sorry about all everything that's happened, because you know, he remembers you being very, very happy, you know, and everything seemed to be working out. Well, he's glad that you've come out the other side and you're smiling again, That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So he wants to know he's there with you. I've got a silly question for you. Are you facing a window at the minute? You're facing a window at the minute?
That's weird. Yes, I am.
He stood at the window looking at you right now as we speak. and he just wants to know that you're still as lovely as you always was, please. So he's definitely there with you in the room, and he stood near the window looking at you now as we speak. And he says, he's telling me, you look, I'm not quite sure what he means by this, because he says you're looking a bit more colourful than you was. Now, I don't know whether it means the clothes that you're wearing or your complexion or, I don't know, but he said you look a bit more colourful than you was. It probably means that you're beginning to pull yourself back together a little bit, you know, and that's what he's saying. So I just feel like he said things are all more positive now. You've got a more positive outlook than you had a little while ago.
Yes.
I want to say to you, he's talking about, I want to say to you, I'm not quite sure whether he's talking about applying for something or putting a resume in. I'm not quite sure which it is, but it's just go ahead and do it, he said.
Okay.
Stop doubting yourself and just do it, you know. Because he says, I'm going to wait till this happens, and I'm going to wait. But that'll never come. Just go and do it. Because it's gonna, everything's gonna be fine anyway. He said it's gonna be fine, because he wants to go and smooth the way for you a little bit, you know, just to help you along a little bit, you know. So I just feel he's there. He wants you to know he's there with you, and he is going to help you. But he tells me you're not writing like you used to do. You used to do a lot of writing. I know you're writing now. He tells me you're writing now.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells me you don't write what you used to do. You used to do a lot of writing. You know, I don't know what you used to write, but your writing's changed as well, he said. It looked quite... It looks like a bit like a doctor's writing at the minute, he says.
Yes. Bad.
Looks like a doctor's writing. It's quite funny, that. Oh, dear. I think he's just having a little bit of a laugh with you there, you know. So he obviously knows you quite well, and he's, I want to say to you, he comes to sit on your bed at night just to keep an eye on you, because he's been a bit worried about you, please. My tongue's been a few tears around you. So have you got a cup on the table, please? Have you got a cup on the table where you are, please?
A cup
or a mug, please.
A cup, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I drink a lot of water.
Well, you just tell them about the cup that you've got on the table with you there. There's some more cups that need washing up in the kitchen, he says. So I think he's just letting you know he's there.
That he's in the room. Yeah.
He's just letting you know he's there, because I don't know where you are. He's just letting you know he's there with you.
Wow.
Again, it's all silly proof. Anything else that you want, how he wants to work with you is, if you ask him a question and your right ear goes hot or cold, it's yes. And if your left ear goes hot or cold, it's no. He might even touch... He might even touch the back of your hair or pull it, please. If it's the right side, it's yes. If it's the left side, it's no. So please, he wants you to ask him questions because he wants you to work with you on this, you know, to get things moving. So
yeah.
He's looking forward to working with you anyway. I want to say he's coming to guide you a little bit as well, like he used to. Like he used to be good friends, you know. So
right.
Anyway, I hope that's helped. Anyway.
Yes, very much, very much.
Okay, take care. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine.
That's great.
Okay, bye now.
Okay. That's lovely. Okay. Right. Now then, like I said, we've had a constant 11 calls all night. And every one person that calls up, another one will take their place. So, okay. I shall count the actual call by at the end of the night, and I shall post it up on Facebook. But I do believe we've broken the record this evening. Okay, Veronica.
Hey, dude. Oh my God.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mickey. I'm so glad I got your call.
How you doing?
It's been a while. Yeah, welcome back to the show.
How you doing?
I know. Ken missed you. I need Mickey. yes.
How can I help you, please? How can I help you?
I need your help, please. Need your observation, please. Even though it's many miles away. So I last one you had, it's been a while. Everything came out true. That bypassed that with me getting clarification that did happen. Thank you. What I want to ask you is. There's still something there pending there with that person, that gentleman, I don't know if there's still the confusion, this conflict with clearing. There's too many opinions, and I know the law did talk to me about that. So I want to know if he has tried to contact me, because I've gotten some weird numbers I've not answered, and. And second, does he have both of my dogs? Please, thank you.
I didn't quite catch all of that, but what I'll do, I'll try to pick up what I can.
Okay.
What I do feel is that both of your dogs are safe. I heard that bit. I want to say they seem to be with a friend down the street a little bit. I'm not quite sure where down the street. I got the feeling there was a lady, a female, down the street a little bit. Now, I don't feel... I feel negativity from him, this guy, but I don't feel any... I don't feel he's got any malicious intent. And I know he can be quite verbal, but I want to say to you, the police seem to be monitoring the situation. The police department seem to be monitoring the situation very closely.
Wow.
That much I can tell you. Now, It seems that I want to say they seem to have enough to go on, but I want to say to you, they seem to be hanging back for some unknown reason, there's an old saying, you know, if you give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves. So, I do feel as though the police department are watching him, just to see what's, because it's no good getting him on a misdemeanor when they can get him on, you know, something else, you know. So I think they're sort of sat watching him, just to make sure that what is going on and what isn't going on. Like I've said to you before. You're not the only person that's, I want to say, dissatisfied with this. I want to say to you, there seems to be a lady that's in a, pretty much in the same situation, another lady. She seems to be... have you been to see the police department this week, please?
Have I been this week to the police? No.
Have you rung them up this week? Have you rung the police department this week for any reason?
No. No.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Because I don't know why. If you haven't rung them, I get the feeling they may be coming to see you about something or other, just to talk to you, not for any other reason. I just feel as though maybe they want to just clear something up or just ask you some questions about, because there seems a little bit of confusion about what went on or what's going on. I want to say there seem to be two. I'm not saying there's two stories, but there seems to be a little bit of difference going on about what seems to be going on and what actually is going on. So I have a feeling that if they don't come to you, it might be worth you going to just see them just to clarify what has gone on, because I don't think that they fully understand what's happened. Okay, now I know they're watching him, all right, and I know they're doing it quietly for many other reasons. There's things going on, perhaps, that you and I don't know about, you know. But I also get the feeling he seems to be trying to rule the street, the neighborhood. You know, intimidation and all that kind of stuff. But you know, trying. You and this lady seem to be the only people that talk. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And you know, I want to say to you that that's where the conflict seems to be. I'm not saying the other people are too afraid to talk. It just seems to be that how can I put it? A lot of things seem to be going on, but it just seems to be going on behind closed doors, you know, and it. What comes out seems to be hearsay. It doesn't seem to be bear out in evidence. And I think that's what the police department think with you. Maybe they think that this is just a little bit of hearsay rather than what actually is fact, you know. So it may be well worth trying to get hold of the police department and just finding out just what is happening, all right? Because there seem to be two statements now, you and this other lady. And I said to you, I want to say your dogs seem safe. They seem to be down the road a little bit with a lady down the road or a woman down the road. And I want to say he knows that while he's got them, you're going to keep coming back. You know, so that's the connection he's got with you. You know, while he's got them, you're going to keep going back. But the thing with that is, if you're trying to make some kind of a case against him, he can then say to the police department, well, she keeps coming to me, you know. So you're going to have to be careful if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
He may try to turn this round into saying it's all you and not him. So that's what I feel he's trying to do. So you you're going to need to go and have a re-talk to the police department and try and find out what is happening with that. Because I do feel he's trying to, in what we would call, ensnare you in some way, you know, to make it look like it's you and not him. You are better, far better out of there now. Obviously, a lot of things were going on that was not very nice when you was there, either living with him or living in the same building anyway. And obviously, you had to run, you know, to live where you're living now just to get away from it. And I like I said to you, it seems to me that I don't think the police department fully understand what went on and what's going on. And obviously, it will be worthwhile trying to get them to ask him where your dogs are, you know. That's what I would do. Okay. Just try and find out what is going on, with that. Cause I get the feeling they're trying to clarify something. They may have been trying to get hold of you, you know, to talk to you. You know,
yep.
So I'm not quite sure. So it may well be just worthwhile just to check with the police department just to find out, okay? You know, you just go down there and just be friendly and say hi, you know.
Yeah.
You know, can you just help me just clarify what's going on? You know, if there's anything I can help you with, have you heard anything about my dogs, you know, and just try and find out what's going on, okay? So... Well, that's what I'm picking up with that anyway, and I hope it helps you.
Yeah, one more thing here. He's not going to hurt him, or he is not going to try to put something against me right now, like a big lie that leads to a case.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Mickey, is he not going to hurt my dogs?
Hello?
You muted me.
Hello?
Hello?
So it's gone blank. Hello, who's there? Hello?
Okay. Right.
Sorry, Ken, I can't hear anything.
No, Boris. Cindy? Cindy, are you there?
Hello?
Cindy, are you there? Are you there, Cindy?
God.
Sorry,
I can't hear them. Can't hear nothing.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Mickey?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
I'd like some insight on what you see as far as me moving. I need to find a new location for my horses because the property where they're at has a buyer and they're getting ready to close. The property's been for sale for a while. And so I need to move them again. And I was wondering if you see, you know, me being able to find a place where I can, I don't have to move from where I'm actually living, but I would like to be able to find a place where my horses and I, you know, I can find a place for us to be at the same location instead of having to run
okay.
a separate pasture for them.
Just let me link in with you, I think.
Okay.
I know farm food is with you. I do feel that there is some kind of disruption around you. That's obviously, you know, what's happening. But I'm not quite sure whether or not... I do feel... This may sound a bit strange, but I know there are about... Uh, I can see you staying there for quite a while. I do feel whether or not it's going to be fine. I can see you staying there for quite a while. Hello?
Okay. You see me staying where I'm at for quite a while?
Yeah. I feel that you're quite content. What I actually feel is I can't put a time frame. I do feel as though at least they know that God is there. It's better to have someone there that looking after the place like you were. You've got a wrench in
power.
And you're there if they need you. And I feel in some way. I want to say you're going to be there for some time. I can't say whether it's years and years. I just feel as though it's a settled period with you. And it seems quite steady. I don't feel it's just a few months. It feels quite a long period. So trying to understand how long it is not an easy
just
thing
a minute.
To do. I want hello?
Just a minute.
Sorry.
Mickey, just a minute. Sorry, mate. Sorry to interrupt there. But we've got some sort of strange interference on the line.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know whether you were picking it up your end there, Mickey, but there's some sort of strange interference there on the line there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it with the one before that and all. It just went dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's very annoying, whatever it is. It's like somebody trying to tune into the station and you know, like knock us out or knock us off air or something. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It sounds like somebody's tuning something else in.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like somebody's got like some sort of radio tuner there and they're trying to tune us out.
Yeah.
Or blank us out.
Well,
yeah.
It just went completely off. I couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Cindy, we're going to continue your reading, but we'll bring you in after, yeah? So, that's okay. So, okay, so you're going to be like an absent one. But, I'll take the three lines out, because that's where we're getting the interference from. Okay, if you want to carry on with that one, then, Mickey, if you get, what else you get in there, yeah? Yeah. Can you hear me, Mickey?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
You can hear me. You want to carry on with that one with Cindy and then we'll bring Cindy in after to say yeah or no, yeah?
I'll just sit here. You know, if somebody...
Right, until, I think we need to hear you, Cindy, as it's about you, okay.
Okay.
Can't do it the other way. Right, well, let's see what we can do. I'm sorry about this. Okay.
Hi,
right.
Sorry
about this, Cindy, but, yeah, get a lot of interference there.
Okay. So what I was hearing you say, Mickey, was that you saw me staying where I'm currently living for a while. I mean, I'm not having any issues there. It's very peaceful, but my horses are in a separate pasture down the road that I've had to lease. And
yeah.
That property has sold. And so there's they're getting the appraisal done. The person buying it has gotten approved for their loan, and they're trying to they're getting ready to schedule the closing. So the person that let me put the horses on that property while it was for sale, and pending sale, has told me I need to find a place to move them to now because they're getting ready to close. She's got a buyer that's getting ready to close. So now I'm having a problem finding a new pasture to put the horses in that's close by. So that's why I was wondering if you saw me finding something for them or how I'm going to find something for them
quickly,
because she said it might be like 2 weeks.
I'm being told, can you understand some friends, please? I've got a lady and a man that have got some pasture that I feel would rent you the pasture as probably as well as the house, maybe, or some stables. I get the feeling you and the gentleman are friends, or were friends, or still friends, I don't know. And I get the feeling that would be a starting place. That would be a starting place to look.
This is somebody that I already know. I don't really have any connections in this area. I've kind of stayed to myself since I moved here. And then this one lady that was a neighbor, she moved and bought a place near her son out of state, and that's why her place was empty, and she let me just put the horses there. I can't think of, I don't really know.
Cindy?
Yes?
Hello? Cindy?
Hello?
I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to have to stop you, darling. Yeah, we've lost Mickey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Right, ladies and gents. I don't know what it is, but we've lost Mickey's call. And you may have noticed during the last two calls that something has been interfering with the show. And trying to knock Mickey off air there for one reason or another. Whether Mickey makes it back this evening, I don't know. We've had a constant 11 calls passing through the studio this evening. There are currently 16 people sitting in the call queue. So for every one person that calls off, another one will call in to take the play. So there is currently 16 people sitting in the call queue. And kind of annoying that we've lost Mickey at the moment. We hope that he can make it back, but we can't guarantee. So what we'll do, we'll play a little piece of music because it's all we can do at the moment. And hopefully Mickey will make it back. But I don't know what's happened there. Unless somebody can see Facebook and tell me what's going on, perhaps. And, because I can't have Facebook open at the moment. It drains on the resources. So, not that we can do. Okay.
I try, but I can't say goodbye. It's so bad, baby. Oh, it hurts me when I think of how you love and desert me. I'm the broken hearted toy you play with. Baby, I can't let go. I want you to, baby, I got. Baby, you know I can't let go.
I try, but I can't say a goodbye. Know that it's wrong and I should be so strong, but the thought of you gone makes me want to hold on.
Okay, right, we'll put that piece of music short because I have got a message from Mickey there on Facebook at the moment, and he's saying that he can't get back, and because Mickey calls through the Google Hangout, for some strange unknown reason, it's not letting him back in, so... Unless we can get Mickey back another way, it's looking like we've got nobody at the moment. Which is kind of odd. I know that we have Stephen Thornton that uses Skype to call, and Stephen had a problem with his microphone there the other night. Where the microphone actually cut out completely. That happened. And there's all sorts of strange things going on at the moment. It's like, oh, bless, okay. I've got Facebook open, and I'm just looking at a gorgeous, gorgeous picture of my granddaughter. And she's really, 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 really growing up quick now. That's gorgeous, isn't it? Little orange outfit there. Okay. Right, now then, what can we do? I don't know. I know Mickey's not going to stop. I know Mickey's going to try to get back to us. Whether we can carry on this evening, I am uncertain at the moment. And there's not a lot we can do about it. There's 32 minutes on the clock. Now, if we had the other studio and we were still paying for the other studio, then we could do something. We could make the time back and carry on and take your calls. Because... you know, we could bring Mickey back in a different way, but unfortunately I can't find a different way. There is no different way for Mickey, and the only way Mickey can join us is through the Google Hangout, and it's not letting him in, which is kind of strange because I'm looking at people in the call queue that have signed in through the Google Hangout. This evening. I know Veronica is there on one of them. And then there's another person down there on line 16, which we're never going to reach anyway. I really do apologise for this, ladies and gents, because at these moments, it's so frustrating that there's nothing that we can actually do about it. You know, I do not have all the facilities here. I do not have all the buttons and knobs. And all the buttons and knobs are actually in the actual studio that we connect to. And we connect virtually over the internet. I hope that you can all understand that, because when we're connecting to the virtual world these days, as you do, you know, if that virtual world fails at the support end, then there's nothing we can do, because obviously when you're on YouTube, Facebook, for instance, Facebook Messenger, or anything like that, Skype, is another one. Very much you have, all you've got is your Skype connection, so to speak. You've got your microphone, you're connecting, and you're connecting to the other person. If the Microsoft then goes down, the people that own the actual thing, then they're the ones with all the buttons and knobs, not you. And, you know, so unfortunately, there's things that we can't actually see happening. And, you know, there is nothing that we can do about it except complain. And let's just say that complaining doesn't always get very far these days, because they've always got some explanation for why things are happening. And unfortunately, it's an ongoing thing with Blog Talk. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And it generates, on nights like this where we've got a very heavy talk queue, it just generates that animosity where it's like, you know, well, okay. Is Ken really doing his best to rectify things? Ken can't do any more than anybody else except complain. And trust me how many times I've done that recently, you know. So I will complain again, and we will find out what causing these problems, if possible, and we'll see if we can't come to some reconciliation over it, because a heavy court queue this evening. There are 16 people sitting in the court queue at the moment. There's been a constant 11 callers through the court queue this evening, throughout the show. For every one person that's called off, another person has called in to take their place. So the consecutive court queue, would you believe, for what we pay is actually 50 people. And this is it. This is when we started. They've dropped that now, actually. But because we've been with them for so long, we still get that. And we don't want to lose that. And let's just say that based on your support and donations, we can keep what we've got, you know. But if we lose it, then because Blog Talk have actually changed their package, yeah, if we lose it and we have to make the studio up again, then they will only give us 1 hour for the same price, and we don't want that to happen, believe me. So unfortunately, ladies and gents, Mickey has not been able to make it back. There is no other way of bringing him into the show there at the moment. So we're going to have to call it, unfortunately, again. We don't have a show for a Friday at the moment, because we've got nobody there to do it. We've got nobody there to do the Friday night at the moment, unless somebody gets in touch with me. It is Friday the 13th, there tomorrow. And in Australia, it's already Friday the 13th, so that could be causing a jinx on us there. you don't know, do you? Yeah, in the Southern Hemisphere, down under, at this time now, it was already Friday the 13th, so the, you know, the it's already happening, ladies and gentlemen. So it could be something else. But who's suspicious anyway? You know, I think their suspicion is as much as you read into it, and or read out of it. But whichever way you want to put it. Saturday we have Dina, only for this week. So Dina cannot be with us on the 21st. So if you are able to see the list of upcoming people that are on the show with us, do take a look at it, if you're able to. Keep up your support, because we need it even on nights like this. And thank you all for being here. And I really do wish that we could do something about it, but unfortunately we can't. And there is no other way that I can bring Mickey into the studio at the moment, which is really annoying. Okay. Thanks, ladies and gents, and I hope you've enjoyed what we were able to give you there this evening. Thank you.